I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's king is denying any knowledge of what happened to a Saudi journalist who disappeared after going into the kingdom's consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Turkish officials say they believe Saudi agents killed Jamal Khashoggi after he entered the consulate. The president says King Salman insists he doesn't know what happened.
His denial to me could not have been stronger.
So what did happen to Khashoggi?
It sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
The president's been under pressure to take action on Khashoggi's suspected murder and says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to the region to find out what happened. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump visits Florida and Georgia today to get a look at the damage from Hurricane Michael. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
FEMA's Brock Long says this is some of the worst damage he's ever seen.
Got a long way to go.
Communities were devastated by the powerful storm, and Florida Governor Rick Scott says it's been hard to communicate that help is available.
We put a lot of food and water out all across the state. Well, if you have no internet and you have no cell phone, it's hard to get the information out.
Brock Long says the number of dead is likely to rise from Michael because of the people who didn't heed the warnings.
When you see, you know, the ocean rise 14 feet and just shove buildings out of the way, and you know, you're hearing intel that people stayed behind, you fear that, you know, there's going to be a high loss of life.
Last night, President Trump declared a state of emergency for Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue.
The president is suggesting Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis could be one of his next key officials to leave the government. The president so far has fired or pushed out dozens of key officials or watched as others he liked have resigned. That includes United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, who last week said she'd be leaving her post at the end of the year. This is VOA News. China's ambassador to the U.S. says many accusations the Trump administration has made against Beijing are groundless, including election interference. Without presenting any tangible evidence of Chinese election interference, the White House has accused China of trying to turn voters away from the Republicans in next month's election. The Trump administration also calls a China daily insert in many U.S. newspapers propaganda. Both Koreas held high-level talks Monday to discuss implementing items agreed to by their respective governments last month at the third inter-Korean summit. We get more from VOA Steve Miller.
South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyun led the five-member delegation Monday for talks that were held on the southern side of the truce village of Panmunjom. North Korean counterparts were led by Ri Song-kwon, chairman of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of the Country. Both sides agreed to groundbreaking and inspections on rail and roadways located on the east and west coasts, which are to begin in October. The delegations also agreed to discuss issues related to a North Korean art troupe performing in the south as soon as possible, and to hold Red Cross talks at the North's Mount Kumgang Resort in November to discuss issues regarding families separated by the Korean War. North and South Korean leaders agreed in September to intensify cross-border cooperation and to make the Korean Peninsula a land free of nuclear weapons. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Britain's foreign secretary is cautiously optimistic that the UK and European Union will secure an agreement on Britain leaving the bloc, although perhaps not at an EU summit this week. Jeremy Hunt says there are one or two very difficult outstanding issues to be worked out. Hunt said that at a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg, everyone is trying incredibly hard to accomplish the so-called Brexit without any party being disadvantaged. Britain officially leaves the EU on March 29th, but a deal must be clinched in the coming weeks to allow for time for the EU and UK parliaments to actually ratify it. And speaking of Britain, a big announcement from Britain's newest royal couple. We get more from Reuters' Meghan Revel.
Britain's Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, are expecting their first child. Kensington Palace released a statement Monday morning, saying the baby is due in the spring. The news comes the same day the Duke and Duchess touched down in Australia on their first overseas tour. Prince Harry is the grandson of Queen Elizabeth II and married American Meghan Markle in Windsor in May, much to the delight of the thousands who gathered to see the fairy tale wedding. Their child will be seventh in line to the throne.
That's Reuters' Meghan Revel reporting. And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.